Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing it a man. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hour number two of the program. Trent Cotton running solo with you this afternoon. Jimmy B and TC here on 1700 KBGG. Coming up this hour, Ben Jacobson, the head coach for the UNI Panthers. He'll stop by. We'll talk with UNI as they get ready to finish up the regular season. Certainly a disappointing year for the Panthers this year. Another tough loss over the weekend as they drop one at home to Indiana State, 77-66. Lost three out of their last four. And the only win in there came against Illinois State, a game they had a 25-0 run. Outside of that, it's just been his offensive struggles out of this squad. How do they turn it around? Well, a big week ahead for them as Bradley comes to town. Bradley's playing some a really good basketball in the MVC. They'll get them coming up on Wednesday at home before making their way here to Des Moines over the weekend to take on the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs, well, they got a nice win over that aforementioned Bradley squad on the road. How about that? Out of the doggies over the weekend. So Ben Jacobson will be joining us. Wolfgang will stop by. We'll talk a little Hawkeyes, some Cyclones, and more with Wolfgang. Even drop in maybe some Super Bowl talk with him. So the Super Bowl, it's over. It's in the books. I've been talking about it here throughout the day. And, you know, obviously it is a disappointing time. Football season comes to an end. We get this big lull. And normally this is a time where I'm fine with it. You know, football season's done, I'm good, because college basketball is a sport that I enjoy the most. I can sit down and I can watch a random Bradley-Valpo game, and I'm fine with it. I can watch something from the MEAC, and I'm good. But we also had the things that we were looking forward to in our state. Be it Iowa State, six consecutive NCAA tournaments, good teams year in and year out, and hey, maybe this is the year the bracket breaks right, and they make a run, and they get to the Sweet 16, and George Niang doesn't break his foot, and get down to Kansas City, and how much fun that is each and every year. Iowa, you go back 2 years ago at this time, Iowa was number one over at KenPom. They were ranked in the top five 2 years ago. Last year, just short of the NCAA tournament in a rebuilding year, but this year's been down. And for Iowa State, it's been down. And for you and I, it's been down. And though Drake is better, that was a great win over the weekend. It's going to take a little bit longer than that to get real excited about Drake basketball. So now, do we sit and do we break down Virginia and Villanova and Purdue? Probably not. So we're going to be searching. We're going to be searching for storylines. Earlier today, John Bonacamp from the Burlington Hawkeye, he said, the team to adopt is East Tennessee State. Steve Forbes, their head coach, is a Lone Tree kid. And was on the staff a couple of different times with Bruce Pearl, his connections to the state of Iowa as an assistant under Dr. Tom. But that's what we're going to be doing, folks. We're going to be searching, looking for those storylines, and hey, maybe we'll get a little bit of positivity going our way when we get to the conference tournaments. But until then, finish off the regular season and then hope for the best in New York City and Kansas City and St. Louis for the three conference tournaments. That's what we're going to be rooting for here in our state, at least as it pertains to men's basketball. Speaking of Iowa State, so Steve Prohm's given a technical, which I'm still scratching my head. Iowa State up at the half, 15-0 run, though, early. And in that is a T as Prohm is out of the coach's box. And it got me thinking, which is dangerous, on a Saturday night. So the NCAA wanted college coaches, wanted to bring them back. You know, they didn't want to have them out of the box. There's been so many times throughout the years. Tom Crean, I mean, he's on the floor. He's like an extra defender at times out there. So you want to cut back on that. And when you get upset with an official and you're going to have your conversation or, frankly, a coach just to yell at him, all right, let's keep them in the box. So one of their talking points this year was that they were going to do just that. But it doesn't change. Yeah, early on, you might get a couple more warnings. But still, you see coaches on the floor during gameplay. You see coaches on the floor yelling at officials during a dead ball. You see these kind of things happen continually. And yet, who do they finally hit with the technical because of it? For being outside the coach's box, Steve Prohm. Maybe it's because he's a nice guy. I don't know. Things like that just, they're befuddling. We'll talk with Ben Jacobson, you and I head coach, about that coming up a little bit. And the coaching box in general. And coaches that, there are certain coaches that go overboard with it. I rarely see Coach Jake outside of it. He's pretty good about it. Steve Prohm's another one. There's other coaches, not so much. Tom Izzo, you'll see him tomorrow night in Carver Hawkeye. And what's he going to do? He'll be out there stomping and doing his thing. And I'm sure he'll be out of the coach's box a lot of times. Different rules for different coaches. It does seem that that's the case, and especially in college basketball. Especially in college hoops. Speaking of the Cyclones, they're going to be down again this week. Nick Weiler-Babb still out with that knee injury. Hans Brace, he's going to be sidelined again. So now they're down to 8 guys left. You got 8 guys left and you're going to Texas Tech. A Texas Tech team that you beat earlier this season, one of the best wins of the year for the Cyclones. That'll be a good one for the offseason memory bank to go down and remember just how well they played in that game. You know, that Iowa State at 3-7, they're going to have a lot go their way and pull off a lot of victories if they're going to stay out of the opening round. It's difficult to envision a path. Right now, they're only 2 games back to staying out of that. But you got to find wins. And in the nature of the Big 12, it's Texas Tech. You come home for 2, well, they're Oklahoma and Kansas. You're on the road again, Kansas State, TCU at home, at West Virginia, Oklahoma State at home, who just beat Kansas, and at Oklahoma. It's difficult, but in a season like this, and this is something that talked about last week before the game against West Virginia, I was more excited than most people for that game just because I wanted to see Lindell Wigginton against that pressure, and obviously they answered every question incredibly well in that game. And the way they played and Huggy Bear having to pull back from the pressure for a while just because they were so good in it. Now, no Hans Brace, Weiler-Babb out another one. I think you can look at this more as a positive. Season, you're not going anywhere this year. You're not going back to the big dance for the 7th straight year. And that's okay because, you know, help is coming. Help will be here. Not a game without Weiler-Babb. To me, that's just another opportunity to see the youngsters. Wigginton, he struggled in the second half against Baylor. During that run, didn't shoot it well. He really struggled. How does he bounce back? How does he respond? Those are the little things. The games inside the games you have to look for in a rebuilding year. Coming back on the other side, Ben Jacobson, you and I head coach, will join me. We'll talk with him, Wolfgang, also this hour. And you can join us here as well, 515-264-1700, or get a hold of me on Twitter. It's at Trent Conn, and we take the break. Back with more in a moment.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check AFSP.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, online AFSP.org/Iowa.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens hopes you'll share your heart this Valentine's Day. Stop by to pick up a Hallmark card, flowers, candy, or a small gift that will make the day special for your loved ones.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358. Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Trek out of back with you, running solo here on a Monday afternoon, day after the Super Bowl. Ben Jacobson, well, I don't believe either of his teams were involved. He told us a couple weeks back that the U and I head coach was not a Vikings fan. Coach Jake, who is your NFL team?
You know, I haven't really had one. I don't watch a lot of NFL football. Now, over the years, a guy named Jimmy Kleinsaucer played for the Vikings.
Yeah.
And he had played basketball for us when I was an assistant coach up in North Dakota. So I was pulling for the Vikings at that time. And with Kurt Warner and getting to know Kurt here the last few years, been pulling for the Cardinals a little bit. And then, you know, with the obvious, we've got some of our football players, David Johnson being the one that people know the most about, who's playing for the Cardinals as well. But we've got some other of our football players that are in the NFL, some guys here recently. So I follow those guys. But I like following the Cardinals because of Kurt and David, but I just don't watch a lot of games.
Well, you got a lot going on, certainly, during the NFL season, getting ready for the season, then inside of it. So it goes without saying that the NFL is not at the forefront of things for you. Indiana State comes in, and boy, they shot it well late in that basketball game. Every time you guys felt like you needed a stop, you just couldn't do it. And do you chalk that one up, especially late in the game? Sometimes guys just hit shots against you?
No, not this time, Trent. I think sometimes that does happen. You know, I've certainly been involved in games where both teams just play good. And I had a chance to watch the Super Bowl yesterday, and both those teams really played good. You know, it'd be hard to pin it on anything other than both offenses had a great game. And I've been in some of those basketball games where you defend well and they make a shot and you've got it contested and you get what you want out of it and they make it. Well, that wasn't the case on Saturday, unfortunately. We made it hard on ourselves. We made some mistakes guarding the basketball. We had some communication mistakes on some ball screen stuff, and that led to some really open shots for Indiana State at some key times in the second half. And you know, you give their guys credit for making those shots and mixing in some drives and really playing well. But boy, we sure shot ourselves in the foot. Just made some fundamental errors defensively, because we at the other end, we scored 1 point, almost 1.1 points per possession, and that's always good enough on your home floor, except when you make the mistakes that we made. And so that was too bad. That was one that was disappointing.
You know, Coach, you mentioned some of the games that you guys have had this year, what you did in the Indiana State game on the offensive end. We've talked about some of the struggles that have happened this year. You guys, the way that the style that you play at a slower pace. Have you ever talked about with this group maybe picking up a little bit more and seeing if that could help ignite this offense and some of the issues that you've run into?
You know, we've had on our home floor the last four games, we've really played well offensively. Against Velpo, we were right at 70 with 3.5 minutes to go. Against Drake, we finished that one on a big run in the last 25 minutes of the game. We scored 55 points. Against Illinois State, we had 41 at halftime. And then against Indiana State, we were, you know, as I said, we were almost 1.1 points per possession. So, you know, at home here, Trent, we've, in our last four games, we've really played well. Now, on the road, it's been a different story. You know, we've really had a hard time scoring on the road. And so there's no question that we've got to, continue to make some strides offensively and find some ways to get some easier baskets. One of those is in transition. But just, you know, continuing to look for ways to make our offense a little bit easier. But like I said, our last four times at home, Trent, we've been above 1.0 in points per possession. And that's, you know, like I said, that's almost always good enough. You've just got to make sure you're doing the other things with it. So, you know, we're not far off at home. It's been on the road where we've really struggled offensively.
Coach, I saw a number over the weekend. You guys have lost now six games in the Valley in which you've had a second-half lead. That's got to be something that really wears on the guys. And like you said, you are close. You're there, but you just can't get over the hump. You've been doing this for a long time. Is it just the message isn't hitting, the game plan in the second half? What is it where you have these leads and you haven't been able to hold on?
You know, we've had, I think about, you know, at Bradley, we had I think it was double figures, 10, 11, or 12 points with 15 to go. At Indiana State was either 10 or 11 with about the same, about 15 to go. You mentioned that there's been four other ones. For me, it comes down to being able to do the little things and making the individual plays in terms of doing your job, whether it's guarding the basketball, communication on a ball screen, effort to get an offensive rebound. I mean, I could keep listing them off, Trent. There's a number of things that have to happen on a possession, and then you have to be able to do it for the entire 40 minutes. And that's the part that where we have fallen down. is the ability to do it over the course of 40 minutes. Obviously, we've been able to do it for 25 minutes, 28 minutes, you know, 32 minutes, in some cases longer, and not be able to finish it off. But it's the ability to do it over the course of 40 minutes. That's why the teams that win the championship, no matter what league you're talking about, they do it consistently over the course of the 40 minutes. They just keep doing their job. You keep making little plays over the course of that 40 minutes. You do it possession by possession, and you're going to have the best chance when it's all said and done on that night. And that's the area where we've got to take another step forward, because we've shown we can play well, and we've shown we can do it for long stretches. Now we've got to be able to do it for the entire 40 minutes, and in particular be able to do it on the road for the entire 40 minutes.
Well, you're taking out a Bradley team that's playing some good basketball. The loss to Drake over the weekend aside, you know this is going to be a tough matchup with the Braves coming to town. And a team, well, you saw how quickly it can go with them the first time that you played them. What do you expect to see, and what has to be better, most importantly, to knock off Bradley?
Yeah, they hurt us in transition. When we had that nice lead to start the second half, they got four threes in either consecutive possessions or four out of five possessions. They were able to get threes, and three of them were in transition. So, for us, we've got to defend them better in transition, and then we've got to do a better job with their point guard, defending him out of the ball screen actions. He's been really good this year. He's just a sophomore for him, but he's been a good player, and he's having a great year. They do a lot of it with the ball screen actions, and he's going to have it in transition, and he's going to have it in the ball screen. And we've got to just do a better job of defending their entire team in transition, defending him better in the ball screen. That's going to be where it'll start for us.
After that, then it's a trip here to Des Moines to see the Bulldogs. Your yearly trek down to the Knapp Center. I always look forward to that one, I'm sure. I know there'll be a lot of UNI alumni in the house. You're not looking forward. The team's not looking forward. But just tell us, it seems like it falls on a Saturday a whole lot when you guys come down here to Des Moines.
Yeah, there has been we've had some really good games. And obviously our game here this year was a very competitive game. They got out to they really jumped us and got out to a nice lead, and they played great the first 15 minutes of that game. And fortunately, we were able to get it close enough at halftime and carry some momentum into the half that we were able to kind of keep that rolling coming out of the break. But they really played well against Bradley. Having Bradley here on Wednesday, as we talked about, Trent, I watched that game from Saturday, Drake really made some plays and made some tough plays. And they've done that a lot in conference play. So, we look forward to that being another, like I said, we've had a lot of really good games with Drake here over the past number of years. And I'm sure Saturdays will be a lot of the same.
Coach, last thing for you. I saw some highlights of one of your incoming freshmen for next year, A.J. Green, signing a top 100 kid. I'm sure it did help having his dad there, maybe helping out a little bit. But lost a tough one to Waterloo West. But tell us, besides AJ, what you guys are looking at scholarship wise and spring, are you guys going to be looking at maybe adding a couple of guys on the roster?
Yeah, we're as I know Trent, and I know our fans down in Des Moines certainly know we're awfully excited about AJ. Mm-hmm. and him joining us. He's just been he's a tireless worker. I mean, he is in working on his game all the time, and obviously he's worked and earned his way into one of the top point guards in the country and one of the top 100 players in that 2018 class. So we're extremely excited about him joining us here this summer. And then we've got a couple scholarships that we'll be working with this spring. So we have been involved with some guys, and we'll continue to do that looking to fill the last two scholarships that we've got.
Good stuff, Coach. We'll do it again next week. Best of luck to you guys with Bradley coming in, and I'll make sure to say hi when you make your way onto the Knapp Center floor. I know you'll be looking forward to that.
Okay. Thanks, Trent.
We'll see you. Ben Jacobson, UNI head coach, joining us here. Our conversations with the coach presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Pressure washer experts ready to answer all your questions across the state of Iowa. In Des Moines on Northeast 14th Street, stop by, see Jeff Egli and the group at Washer Systems of Iowa. We'll take the break. We got Wolfgang coming up. We'll put a cap on things next as we talk the world of sports with you. It's Jimmy B and TC.
First Light with Evan Hanning, every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Have you ever been stumped by the question, what breed is your dog? Next weekend, you can finally get an answer. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is hosting DNA Day at ARL Maine. The test is just $65. We'll collect your dog's DNA with a simple cheek swab, and you'll have the results in approximately a week. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can register online at arl-iowa.org/DNA.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Saddle up the family and head out to Pizza Ranch for lunch or dinner. Our menu includes pizza, the country's best chicken, and a full buffet. And don't forget about our favorite cactus bread dessert topped with ice cream. We've got it all with a variety of crust, sauces, and toppings. Pizza Ranch has legendary pizzas that'll tempt your taste buds. Stop by our Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations today to try our mile-long buffet or our new limited-time-only sweet chili pizza. Come try it all. Kids even eat free on Tuesdays. Also, don't forget, if you're having a party, event, or meeting coming up, there's no better answer for feeding a bunch of hungry people than catering with your favorite pizza and chicken from Pizza Ranch. We're growing our to-go and catering in the metro and are offering an exciting new $6 take-two carry-out deal. Stop into any of our Pizza Ranches today for carry-out or call us today for delivery. Pizza Ranch is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pizza Ranch gift certificates to use at the Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations for only $25. Get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1111. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. West Des Moines and Urbandale.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, and we're back putting a cap on things here. Just heard from head coach Ben Jacobson from UNI. Always good to catch up with Coach Jake. But right now, we're going to talk some Hawkeyes, Cyclones. We'll see whatever else crops up with Wolfgang. You hear him on the Instant Reaction podcast after Hawkeye victories, but apparently not after losses, Wolfgang. Still waiting for that one from Saturday against Penn State.
Oh, dude, I don't even know where to go with that, man. Did you see that dunk? Normally they have that NCAA dunk contest at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They had it in the middle of the Iowa-Penn State game. Did you see that?
I gave out a couple of 10s to the Nittany Lions. There were some good ones in there.
That was a 360 dunk. They did on us live in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They did another dunk where the guy flew almost so high, he hit his head almost on the rim, mm-hmm. and stared down Nungy, and Nungy, I think, maybe crapped himself.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's Iowa basketball for you. It's great, isn't it? It's wonderful.
I don't know where you want to go here. You tell me, because I can go off here. I literally can go off for a long. At what point are we going to decide to play defense?
Right,
now, we've been saying that, mm-hmm. and there are levels. There are, you know, did you play an F game? Did you play an A game? Did you play a C game? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I am. We're an F. I was going to say we are trying. I was trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, really. I mean, I'm not saying we're just mailing it in, but we stink, and we stink bad. And we are what you brought up last week, and I think I just looked up. I think we're still last in defensive efficiency, folks. I want you to hear that. Trent brought that up last week. I don't know if he's mentioned it more than once. I'm sure you have, Trent. Last in defensive efficiency among the Power 5 conferences. That can happen. Any coach you've ever talked to, you're a basketball guy or grew up playing basketball or talked to basketball and talked to coaches and everything. Everybody says, what do they say? You got to play defense. And you got to rebound. That's how you tell what kind of team you have and if they're listening to the coaches. And if you watch what's happening, we're not playing defense. And it's to the point where now you say, why didn't I do a podcast? What am I supposed to do? Just make people hate me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a Hawkeye website.
It is. Yes.
What am I supposed to do? I don't know. I should have done one. You're right. But at some point, I'm just like, these people are going to just want to just hang me. But I have to kind of be me. I'm pretty good at, you know, watering it down a little bit and looking at the positives. But, Trent, I don't know. What would you have said?
I was upset. I was frustrated. And anymore, I don't tweet out quite as unfiltered as maybe. That's not true. I'm pretty unfiltered on Twitter. I mean, I just, I don't have a boss.
You had a doozy. I'm trying to think. You had a doozy. What was it? Something about fouling out. You had a doozy.
Let's see. I'm going through right here. Lazy, uninspired, embarrassing. Your 2017-18 Iowa basketball team. A big offseason for the Hawkeye Hoops to find an answer to this pathetic display. It was pathetic. That's the part that continues to get me. All right, there are limitations in this roster. I get it. This is not a well-constructed basketball team, but there's still talent on it. Tyler Cook is as talented as guys they've had. He could do a lot of things, and you watch them go through, and it's the same thing.
One of those isn't defense. He cannot body up on somebody.
Right.
He does. Oh man, did you see? Oh, he let that guy go, and then the next possession, he starts slamming the floor, Duke style, and I'm like, I dare you to play defense. I dare you to do it. Oh my God! Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, man.
But you're exactly right. There is more that goes into this. There really is. It just. I get frustrated watching this team. I get frustrated watching them because I expect more. And I expect them to care. And that's the thing on the defensive end. Even if you're limited, there's got to be something more there. There has to be just some kind of gumption. You got to get out there and you want to compete. And that dissipates so quickly out of this group. They came out early on. Yeah, they looked into it. And I know Bohanna was sick, but they looked at least like they were ready to play. But when things go south, just the slumping of the shoulders and the cry attitude, it drives me insane. Go up there and foul somebody hard. Try to bring something.
Yes.
And it never comes with this group. And that's why you have to be concerned about the future because, yes, I believe this team, they will get better. They will get better as a team on the defensive end. You see young teams struggle. Look at Duke right now. We talked about this before, but Duke is not a good defensive team because they're young. Young teams as a whole, they do struggle on the defensive end, and it can get better. But in the future, when things go wrong, and they're going to go wrong, this is not going to be a team that's going to go 35-2 and win a national championship. It's just they're not that way. But even when they're good, things go bad. They have these stretches where they just play so poorly. I don't know. Can you pull a team out of that? Because you need somebody, not just the coaching staff. You need somebody on the floor that's going to be that guy that's going to pull them out of it. And you don't see that. And that's concerning to me.
No, it's interesting. And I would say you've been watching Iowa basketball for a long time. So you're kind of doing the sum of the parts and the whole thing. Is that kind of where you're going with that? Because
yeah.
I think if you break down everybody's grade on this team, you'd be like, man, I kind of like that, but it's not fitting.
Yeah.
I think is maybe where you're going with that. And then you talk about the caring thing, which you brought up, I find interesting. There are two guys on this team that I think care. I think give a damn. I think maybe don't sleep as well at night when they're losing, and you can see it in their effort. There's two guys to build on that I see that with. Not saying I don't like the other guys or some skill set they have or whatever. There are two guys that I look at and go, man, that guy's got a little maybe Ryan Bowen or Chris Street or something like that. We got two of those guys, I think. A guy in Garza and Bear. I think those guys care. What do you think?
They do. Yeah, I agree with that. Nicholas Blair, though, his offensive game has regressed this year.
I'm sure a big part of it
is the finger. I mean, you break a finger, shooting the basketball you would assume is going to be more difficult. He's come back. But Nicholas Bear is best when he's playing 18 to 23 minutes a game. That to me is perfect because he does go hard and he works hard. And there are limitations when you're out there and you're trying to get 27, 28, 30 minutes a game out of him. I don't think you get your best Nicholas Bear. And that's why I'm hopeful next year that you're able to slide him back into a six-man role. Weisskamp comes in. He starts. You get Moss together in the backcourt. Try to find a way to get him more consistent. He was terrible himself on Saturday night. That's what gives it hope. But when things go south, is Nicholas Bear grabbing guys and pulling them aside and saying, hey, we're not letting this happen? I don't see it. A guy that I do see it from time to time is Cordell Pemsel. Maybe next year when he is an upperclassman, he's a junior, maybe he's more comfortable in that role. But again, that's a guy that's more...
Now you're seeing what, Trent? You mean by Pemsel, you're seeing him talking to somebody?
Yeah,
He can be that vocal leader that we've been talking about.
He has that personality. He has the personality to do that. I don't see that from Bohanna, and I don't see that from Cook. Cook, he'll yell and he'll after a big dunk, he'll do that. But he just doesn't seem to have that personality. They're too nice. They're too nice, Wolfgang. It's too nice when things go bad. Who's going to be that butt kicker? That's why I'm still a proponent of them going out and finding a grad transfer. And it doesn't have to be a great one. I don't think it has to be. It doesn't need to be like some of the guys that Iowa State brought in. You know, guys that are going to come in, a DeAndre Kane. Not. It doesn't have to be a star, but somebody with some leadership qualities. I think that's more important than finding a guy that's going to come in and score 15 a game. They need that.
And I look for 3D guys. You know, I'm an NBA guy. I'm a college guy. I look for 3D guys. But I want, like, a dude that just comes in, and I think they said this on the telecast, Trent, like a junkyard dog.
Yeah.
Defensive guy. I thought Clemson's defense was a little overrated, and I think people hype that up because we've never seen defense from a Fran person. I know that's being mean there, and I'm getting negative. But a guy that just wants to stop somebody. You know, I thought he got a little bit too much into the point guard, so they actually got around him. I was like, just take a freaking quarter step back, and you're good. And that was never taught to him. It pissed me off because I thought he could have been, like, all Big Ten, you know, elite defensive player, but I don't think he was coached right. And that brings me to my point. So we're talking about fifth-year senior grad students. If people that don't know, the grad students, like Boyle for football, right, the quarterback, since they graduated, they can go anywhere they want and play right away. Boyle, the football guy, is going to quarterback from Dowling. Ryan Boyle is going to have 2 years, right? We can get Iowa, excuse me, Ken Miller, okay? Iowa can get one guy. Iowa can get one guy, a point guard, somebody that comes in and maybe is just the guy that can be the leader on defense, a vocal guy. It doesn't have to be the best player on the team. It has to be somebody that can freaking teach culture of defense or something like that, getting nasty. And I feel a little stupid, Trent, because last year, looking at these guys, because if we saw some of the teams in the past and how they tanked at the end.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
They would just freaking tank. And I'm like, what's going on here? We're a little too nice. I loved it when Woodbury got angry. And I love when he made PTI and Wilbon went, called him a jerk and called him an idiot. And I'm just like, really? Okay, he's a college kid. Can you shut up? Okay, but we need a guy like that on our team. But what we need even more than that is maybe we recruit a coach that can come in and coach defense and keep Fran like he was on Friday, watching Wieskamp, whatever his damn name is, 31 straight points, ended up with 50 what?
Yeah, I don't know the official number. Yeah, whatever.
52,
it was.
53, 54, whatever it was. Wieskamp just going crazy. He was there. He was there on Friday instead of being with the team. From what I understand, he had to fly down separately, Trent. So maybe we just need, he needs to go and work on recruiting, because when you're being recruited by the head coach of a team, that's different than being recruited by, you know, the second or third assistant. To me, it would be. I mean, if I was being recruited, I was a stud recruit or a decent recruit, let's go top 70 recruit, and I was being recruited by the head coach, and he probably should be down with the team. No, instead he's watching my game on a Friday night, and he's going to have to fly down either really, really late and get no sleep and watch tape, or fly down Saturday morning, or, you know, however they do it. But that would mean something. So what do you think about that? Get a coach that can come in and teach D. Do we have that? Who are these coaches? They just have experience at out-of-bounds plays and drawing them up? Or what is the experience of these guys that they have?
Yeah, I mean, with Kirk Sparrow, he led Central Florida to NCAA tournaments. He brought them from playing at a low-level Atlantic Sun Conference, and they kept moving up conferences, and he built them into a good...
Head coach,
yes,
right?
Yep.
Can he teach?
Yeah,
I
think so.
Can he teach somebody to play defense?
Yeah, I think so. I think Sparrow's fine. But
okay.
Andrew Francis has been along for the ride for a long time now with Fran McCaffrey. Is it time for him to spread his wings and go find a head coaching job? I know there's been rumors. He has interviewed before for jobs. I don't know what level of jobs, be it, you know, back in the Metro Athletic Conference where Fran came from at Siena. He's a New York guy, but well, we certainly have not seen a New York pipeline making its way to Iowa City. I think that's a good question. And Sherm Dillard, he looks great wearing that bow tie, but he hadn't been a coach for how long? You know, he had worked for Nike for a number of years before making his way. This could be time. Remember when Iowa State, when they had Hoiberg and they brought in Bobby Lutz for a year, and the stories about what a great job and how important Bobby Schultz was to that season. A guy like that, a guy that is out for a job, but he was incredible at Charlotte and the program that he had built there. Somebody, though, that has that is known as a defensive guy, an assistant coach that has that kind of background. Whatever it is, I'm a proponent of that. Yeah, I absolutely would buy that. I would love to see that. A coaching staff being together with four guys for 8 years, don't you think there's probably a little bit of groupthink that starts to peel in, even if they go back and forth about things? You got to figure after a while, it's time for a new voice in there. It's time. This isn't to denigrate any of the coaching staff and to push anybody out the door, but you got to figure it's just time. Find something else. Find something different. Some new ideas. I don't think it can hurt.
And I get it. It's hard because you want guys that are professionals and blah, blah, blah. But who's teaching them the defense? Who's teaching them the Kevin McHale post moves? I don't see anything from that staff that's doing that. Who's teaching them? I mean, sometimes it's good to have some young coaches. Dean Oliver,
mm-hmm.
You know, that can show them. This is how you stay. He's still young enough to probably show them, right? I mean, some of these guys are, now I guess Francis isn't. I've had him. I like him. I like talking to him. But I think it might be time to go hire some sort of defensive specialist and figure out, like you said, do we go with one thing? I'm not a fan of the freaking zone. I'm not. I'm not a fan of it. But if you play the zone hardcore and you play it as hard as you play man, and I'm not talking about how hard Iowa plays man. I'm talking about other teams, okay? Because, again, we are last in defensive efficiency of the Power 5 conference. Trent told me that last week. That needs to be said over and over again. That's ridiculous. So we need to bring somebody in. Something needs to happen. These guys, for whatever reason, do they need to be yelled at? Do they need a pat on the butt? I don't know what they need. Somebody needs, or maybe we need a psychiatrist. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Or a therapist. That's fine. But figure out what these guys need. They're doing all of this sorts of stuff now, Trent. You saw with the Super Bowl. Sleep therapy. There's being articles written on Tom Brady about that. You know, sports psychologists, you can figure it out. Just do it and try some different stuff. Because I'll tell you what, watching this, Trent, and watching that NCAA dunk contest go on during the Iowa-Penn State game and all those dunks being Penn State, 360 and throwing it over Nunge, I don't need to see that anymore, man.
All right, Wolfgang, what we do need to see is you courtside on Saturday afternoon down at Hilton Coliseum. You're going there, right? You got the good tickets. You're hanging out, and you get to see Trae Young in action. Looking forward to tonight against West Virginia. That should be fun. He struggled on Saturday night against Texas with his shot. Still had 14 assists in the game. But Trae Young making his way to Hilton on Saturday. I know you got to be excited about that.
I freaking can't wait. I know. You know, I told you I root for Iowa teams, even though I call Iowa we. I actually have referred to Iowa State as we because I know, I just say this over and over again, we're flyover country to these jerks, these snobs, these pompous idiots. Really, there are a lot of pompous jerks out east and out west. I like the Midwest, okay? That's where I'm going to stay. That's the people that I like. But yes, it's looking like I'm going to still be there, whether it's the first half or the second half. I think we're splitting it. So I don't know if it's the first half or second half I'll be there. I can't wait, man. I'm excited. I'm excited. And you know what? I'm going to be rooting for Iowa State, and I'm going to be sitting with an Oklahoma fan. This is going to be rough. This is going to be real rough.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I have a feeling by the time we get to tip-off and you're there, you'll be rooting for Oklahoma. Tiff wears the pants in your relationship. We all know this.
Yeah, she could put them on, what is it, two legs at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah, she could do that. She's the only one, she told me. You know, I have to put them on one leg at a time. She could do it twice.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know how she does it. She just jumps right into him. But it's impressive, yeah. So I will be there watching Trae Young. And if you notice this little flip on Trae Young, now he's done so great, everybody's like trying to find everything to bash him. And I'm one of those guys, okay? I'm one of those guys because he needs to improve on a lot of stuff. But let's relax for a second. He was the number 23 recruit, I believe. Can we give this guy some credit, 30 and 10? Let's give this guy some credit. And Jay Billis, I'm talking to you. Okay, when he makes a 26-footer off the dribble between his legs and throws it over his back head and makes it, say something then. Don't just bash him after he misses it like by 2 inches. That's what that annoys me. That really annoys me. If he makes it, nothing. But when he does the same thing right down the court, Jay Billis says nothing. And I think Jay Billis is so good, I love the dude. I'm just a little irritated with him right now on Trae Young. Anybody can sit here and pick his game apart, please.
I can tell. You're not very happy with your boy.
No, I love Jay Billis. I even have his book. I didn't learn anything from it, but I have his book. And it's an audio book.
Well, that's good. Make it simple for you. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, we'll wrap up here. Wolfgang, your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Your boy Brady goes down.
You know what? We had people over. That was one of the most freaking fun games I've ever seen in my life. I actually didn't watch it. Everybody else watched it. I was downstairs. But all I'm looking at is the box score here. I wrote some stuff down.
Whoa. You didn't watch the Super Bowl?
Nope. There was so much food, I just ate it all.
So you just sat in the corner eating food. You're not watching anything.
Listen to this. 505 yards, Brady. Yeah. 3 touchdowns. No interceptions. 2 wide receivers and a tight end with 100 yards receiving yards. They averaged over 5 yards a rush and had 113 yards. They did not punt the Patriots. And the Eagles missed a point after and two 2-point conversions. Man, I can't wait to watch this tonight. I bet you the Patriots got their arse kicked. This is going to be fun to watch tonight.
So you will be watching. You're watching it on replay, huh?
Oh, and no Edelman. And Cooks got knocked out right here.
He did,
yes. Blowout. Man, I won't even have to watch the second half. It's going to be fun. I'm kidding, by the way. I loved it. It was so awesome.
Unbelievable.
That game was so, you thought I really didn't watch it. That was
well, sometimes I wonder about you. Sometimes I do. You
watched every minute of it and loved it.
You leave me scratching my head. You do. Speaking of Brady, I found this from Pro Football Focus. He was good. He was their fifth-graded player. But here's this. He had an adjusted completion percentage of 67.4%, his third lowest of the season. He throws for 500 yards. He missed some throws. And even in a game like that, it felt like we didn't get the complete Tom Brady experience. And that just shows you what bar he has set is so high. In a game where he throws for 500 yards, doesn't throw an interception, we're still like, yeah, Brady wasn't that great. I mean, it's stupid how ridiculously good he is.
No, and we're also hearing Gronk on a couple of those. I think incompletions where you were like, oh, what the heck was that? We're hearing Gronk didn't exactly run the most precise route I've ever seen.
Right.
I don't know. I trust those people. Not really. I love PFF, okay? But when they said Iowa had the best offensive line 2 years ago, I'm starting to wonder on that stuff. Everybody's got to get people in that know their stuff. We didn't have the best offensive line 2 years ago. It wasn't in the top 20. All right, so don't give me that crap. But they had no Edelman. They had no Edelman, and Cooks got knocked out from New Orleans. What point in the game? And he still, I mean, it's just, I was listening to somebody today, and they were acting like, the Eagles are the best team, and it's not even close. I mean, it's just not, I mean, what are you talking about? It's not even close. I don't understand what the heck this guy was talking about. And I've heard a couple of people say that. They were the best team. It was pretty close. Had he not gotten sacked, that was the first sack of the game. Had he not gotten sacked, we all know what would happen. He would have taken him down and got the 2-point conversion overtime. He's that good. But he couldn't play back in the 80s era. He would have been broken in half, been done. That's why I can't call him the GOAT.
Wolfgang, you're that good.
I'm not the GOAT greatest of all time. I'm the GOAT. Let's just refer to me as the GOAT now. I appreciate that, Trent.
The self-proclaimed GOAT. Wolfgang. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye. He will be in the building Saturday. We will talk to him the day before as Trae Young comes to town. Trae Young tonight against West Virginia. Looking forward to that. Wolfgang, be good, my man. We will talk again later in the week.
All right, man. Go Clones until Tip hears this.
We'll see you, Wolfgang. Checking in with us. Always entertaining. Always a good time. That'll do it. We are done for the day. Back tomorrow. Starting at noon, myself, Ken Miller. Ken, earlier today, if you caught the program, he decided to stay home in Ankeny, not battle the weather. I'm going to be doing the same that you are, out to the roadways here in just a couple of minutes. Ooh, not looking forward to the drive. Stay safe out there. We'll be back tomorrow, noon to 2, myself and Ken Miller. And 4 until 6 o'clock with Jimmy B and TC. We got the Hawkeye Huddle tomorrow. A lot of conversation on the Hawks and can they get things turned around? That'll come your way tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening in.
to the programs here today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy your sports night this evening. West Virginia, Oklahoma. Ooh, that will be a good one. What else we got on tap for Big Monday here in our last couple of moments as I click around and I hit the wrong thing? Let's see. NCAA, Syracuse, Louisville, and not a whole lot. Indiana, Rutgers. That's not very gross. Just wait for the Big 12 tonight. That's what I'm telling you. Wait for the Big 12. You'll get the Mountaineers and the Sooners. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Thanks for listening in here on 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 North East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Napa Know How.
Why get Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Napa for $5.49 a quart? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. After all, nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? So get the good stuff at a good price. Valvoline Full Synthetic, just $5.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling.